Hi everyone, welcome to my channel, The Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So I just got home from work, and as I was driving home, I was thinking about the very first ticket that I got in America. So the very first traffic ticket that I got in America. And the story is so weird because everyone that I've told this story does not believe that anybody gets a ticket for, you know, what I got a ticket for. So I'm about to tell you guys in a bit. When I moved to America, I did not know how to drive. So my plan, you know, after being here for about a year, was to go to the Department for Motor Vehicles, the DMV, to, you know, do the written test and then schedule the driving test so that I could get my license. So I went online and I found the bus route because all my friends were in class and there was no one to give me a ride to the DMV. So I went online and I found the bus route, and I had to take two buses to the DMV. And so I got on the first one and, you know, got to the right place. I got on the second one, but then I had a feeling I was going the wrong direction. So I asked the bus driver, and I was like, is this the bright bus to go to DMV? And he's like, no, you need to get down across the street, and then it's that bus in the opposite direction, but the bus is leaving, so, you know, you need to hurry. So I crossed the street, and traffic was like, there were no cars, really. I felt there were no cars. I did look, and I thought there were no cars. I crossed the street, and next thing I knew, I was getting a ticket for jaywalking. So basically, I got a ticket for crossing the street without waiting for the signal, you know, to tell pedestrians to, you know, they could cross, safely cross the street. And it was so weird because I had just moved to America. I didn't really know what the rules were in terms of, like, is this a felony? Like, this ticket, is it going to be my record? I was so scared. And so I went online and I Googled all these things. I was like, oh. And then they send you the ticket in the mail. So I had to wait for the ticket because I was like, so how much is this? And the cop was like, well, you're just going to have to wait and see. So the ticket came and it was $150, right? And so I had the option to pay for the ticket or I could go to the courthouse. And I was like, oh my God, in my head, I'm thinking courthouse, like, what's going to happen when I go there? I just got to America. They're not about to ship me back to my country. So I was like, no, I'm going to pay this $150 and just, you know, forget about the whole thing. And so now every time I cross the street, I'm extra careful. Even if I'm with people who decide to jaywalk, I wait for the sign to change. And my friends are like, really though? Like, you're gonna stand there? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna stand here till the, you know, till the signal turns, and I'm going to wait. So it's just something that, you know, I have to think about every time I cross the street. And my friends think it's weird that I got a ticket. Nobody knows anybody who's ever gotten a ticket. Everybody thinks it's like one of those things where it's probably in the rule book, but they don't really give people tickets for it, you know. So I don't know why I got a ticket. I don't know why I got a ticket for that. You know, I think it's really interesting. And the whole story about, you know, how many times I even took the driving test, you know, that's a secret that I would never tell anyone. You'd have to go to the DMV and look in the records. Yeah. Because it was just, you know, it's just really interesting. And so I thought I'd share that with you guys today. So now you know that they actually give tickets for jaywalking. So you don't really have an excuse next time you're about to cross the street. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. And have a very good evening.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.